And would you have any term for it, any name?
Junkie.
Okay.
Drug addict. It's just, I would consider someone a drug addict that is around it a lot, uses it frequently. Being around it wouldn't make him a drug addict unless, you know, they used it frequently and had no objections to the use.
Okay.
Maybe if they didn't use it all the time, they had no objections to it. I guess an addict, though, I consider more someone addicted. And I consider a junkie more someone that's just, that uses it with no objections all the time, sort of.
Okay.
Maybe he's always sort of out of it.
Lives on it,
probably. Yeah, but then I guess you could consider them addicted. I don't really know. It just depends on sort of what they're taking.
Okay, what do you call a drug seller, not a druggist?
Pharmacist.
Yeah, right.
You call that a pharmacist, you call the place he works at a pharmacist. a pusher.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
I can't think of anything.
That's the only thing I know.
I can't think of anything. Okay.
A dealer.
Yeah, alright. Not good, that good? That's real good. No. No, it's just funny. Okay, money. What are your slang terms for money?
Dough, moolah.
Okay.
Green.
Okay.
Greenbacks, I guess. Bucks. Did I say dough?
Yeah.
Moolah. What else?
Quick, first of all.
Of course, money, but it's no slang. Bills.
Okay.
Gee whiz. I guess I'm just sort of using paper money. Cash, I guess, will sort of be inclusive of everything. Let's see. That's about it, I guess. Can you think of anything else?
I was just going to say silver.
Yeah, silver for silver.
Mm-hmm.
Gold for gold.
Okay. Let's see. Pawn shop. What's a pawn shop?
A place that you can go in and, excuse me, I'll say that again.
Okay.
A place you can go in and they'll buy things off of you. You can pawn something off, you know, for, if you need money, you take your watch in and sell it, and they'll give you so much for it. And of course, those times, I guess, they end up with a lot of stolen items. And of course, they resell for public also.
Okay, do you have any name for that place, or
is that you didn't want a description there.
Oh, yeah, I did. No.
A pawn shop, or a...
Do you know?
I don't have ever heard it called.
Okay, yeah, me too. Okay, wine. Common names for wine that you know of. You know, for wine, period.
Wine. Fruit of the wine. Fruit of the vine,
okay.
I guess. You see, that's about it.
Okay, what about,
I can't think of anything right off the bat.
Okay, that's fine.
What do you...
I was just going to say, I didn't even know, I was just thinking, you know, stuff like that, but that's not even a name. That's all I could think of. I don't know what...
I can't
think of anything off hand either. Yeah. I'm doing it. Why? I was fall for that. What is the worst section of town, the place where the derelicts and unsuccessful criminals pass time out of jail? Okay, you have any names for it?
Slums, the Bowery, or
In Fort Meade, you have a Bowery?
Oh, in Fort Meade?
Yeah.
We don't have slums. We don't have anything bad in Fort Meade.
Okay.
It's not large enough area to have. I mean, there's like...
What about that black...
Booger Bottom.
Yeah,
and
right.
There's some poor families, I guess, that sort of live there, but they're not really confined to that area. And there are sort of sections, I guess, that... Maybe the income level is lower, but then again, you don't really have any exclusive sections of Fort Meade either. So you don't really have a difference in social class. It's just sort of either